It is Thursday, the 29th day of September 2011. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me is Jody Beznoska. She is Vice President Communications at Walton Arts Center. Welcome back.
Thank you.
You're smack in the middle of Bike Explosion Barbecue. Your office, I bet you hear the rumbling all day long.
Yeah, we do. Starting about today, it kind of becomes impossible to have phone conversations in our offices, but it's fun. Yeah. And you know, we'll take some meetings offsite and we'll go down there for lunch. And it's going to be a fantastic weekend. The weather is looking great. The lineup of music across the region, really, it's not just Fayetteville, is fantastic. And so we're going to be there. I will be there. We will have a stage and a beer garden out on the Tyson Plaza beginning tomorrow. That's Friday. And we've got a great lineup of local bands playing on Friday. We'll have Oreo Blue, Schuler Town, and Ultra Suede. And then on Saturday, we'll have the John Shorter Band, the Nace Brothers, O.C. Fisher, and the Soulful Sound, and Catfish Jackson.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so we're going to have fun. And it's a prime place to sit and enjoy and listen and watch the bikes go by. So we hope you'll come out and see us.
And the AMP has stuff going this weekend, too.
The AMP does, too. Tonight we have Candlebox out at the AMP, and there's, I think, two or three other bands that are opening for them. The doors will open at the AMP at 5 this evening, and then they'll be playing pretty much all night long. And then tomorrow we'll have Jamie Johnson out at the AMP. I believe the doors open at 6 tomorrow, but don't quote me on that.
Okay.
But yeah, it's going to be a busy weekend of music. Plus, you know, there's the stage in the beer garden in the parking lot across the street from Walton Arts Center. All the bands on Dixon will have stages going. I'm sure there will be, you know, music in other locales. So it's going to be a fun weekend, I think. We shift over into symphonic music and dance.
Oh, that's, yes.
I wanted to make sure we mentioned that the university is starting their fall concert series. So on Monday they will have the Symphonic Band, the Wind Symphony, and the Scola concert. And then on Tuesday the UA Symphony will be performing. So those are in Baumwalker Hall at Walton Arts Center, and you can get tickets for them at the door, or you can also get them online. And then we get Martha Graham. So that is the Thursday night concert. The concert begins at 7 p.m. on Thursday. That's the 6th of October. And you had a fantastic conversation with Janet,
yeah,
who is the artistic director. And you pretty much said everything I would say about Martha Graham, which is, you know, she's an icon. She's an innovator. She was revolutionary in the world of the arts in her time. And I thought it was really interesting how Janet was talking about how here in America we're having this sort of renewed appreciation for our past and for the innovators of our past. And that's so appropriate here, especially
right
in Northwest Arkansas, with all of the wonderful business and political figures who have, you know, emerged from here. So I just think Martha Graham Company is just a perfect thing for us.
Still some tickets left?
Still some tickets left.
Can get there?
You can get there, but I would get your tickets in advance if you can. Make sure you get a good seat. Such a great thing to bring this company back, because they have been here before. It's our 20th season. It's going to be terrific. So again, that is Thursday with the Martha Graham Dance Company. And then Friday, we will have Need to Breathe out at the AMP at 7:30. And then we will also have in Star Theater one of my favorite bands, one of my favorite groups this year, the Canadian folk duo Dala.
Be well worth your time.
Really, really it would. It's in Star Theater, so the tickets are not expensive. These young girls, I was just reading about them. They were best friends in high school. They wrote their first song together in high school, and then they decided to make a go of it. And they are, they have this beautiful harmony. They write most of their own stuff, but they may cover some things as well. Mm-hmm. But they just have this fresh and approachable sound to them, and the harmonies are just so good.
And this is in Star?
This is in Star Theater. Yeah.
I mean, those concerts there, you know, you're almost right there on stage with them.
Exactly. They've won all kinds of folk awards. In fact, we were going to have them here last spring, I believe, but then we couldn't have them because they were flying off to Canada to accept some award. So that is Friday, the 7th of October. There's an 8 o'clock show and a 10 o'clock show. So come to one, come to both, go out to Dixon, come in. You know, we hope to see you there. So that's Friday. Then 2 days later, we will have the Emerson String Quartet at 3 p.m. on Sunday.
10 by 10.
That's the first 10 by 10 show of the year. Very happy to have 10 by 10 back. There'll be a pre-show creative conversation, obviously prior to the show. We're not sure who our guests will be yet. We're hoping we can get the quartet to come and join us and speak. But these guys are you know, they're at the top of their game. They're one of the best and most respected quartets in America, really. I think my favorite question that we asked is there's one of the members, his name is Phil Setzer, and we asked him about collaborations that he's done as a musician. Because I think what's great about a group like Emerson is they play the classics, but they also branch out and play into other art forms. And one of the pieces they will play on Sunday, the 9th, was written specifically for them by a living composer. Mm. So, you know, it gives you a sense of how they don't just play the right. Beethoven, you know, they right. play the other stuff. But we asked Phil about his collaborations, and he said they had a great time performing Yesterday and Lady Madonna with Paul McCartney at a benefit concert. So that's a great example of how a lot of these classical quartets nowadays, these modern ones, they're not just playing the stuff that right. you think of. They're playing current music or you know, music from the past 20 years, and they back up, you know, pop singers, and mm-hmm. and it's really quite fun, and it gives you a sense that these instruments that they play are very relevant to today.
Right.
You don't think
right.
that sometimes, but they really are. They make the sounds you hear on albums all the time. So I'm really looking forward to seeing them. So that's the 9th at 3 p.m. Then a couple more days off, and we will have Step Africa here on mm-hmm. the 13th at 7 p.m. This would be a wonderful show if you have kids who are 5, 6 and older. They would love this show. It's going to be high energy, lots of fun. That's on the 13th at 7 o'clock. And then on the 14th at 8 o'clock and 10 o'clock, again in Star Theater, we'll have Renee Marie.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
And I just read about her. And
an amazing
wow.
story, an amazing life story, and an amazing artist.
Incredible. She
one-woman show, singer, just...
Yeah. I kept reading her bio going, I can't believe this. I can't believe this story. She didn't start singing until she was 40
yes.
years old.
And then I yeah. think her husband at the time said, mm-hmm. if you're going to pursue singing, you're going to have to...
It's either your family or singing, basically, yeah. I think, or me or something.
Right.
So she decided to pursue singing.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it sounds like she's a very, what's the word? I guess gutsy would be the mm-hmm. word, you know, a very, very gutsy singer with a really interesting point of view about how to interpret music.
Right.
I think she told some story about how she was in a club and she was singing her own work. And somebody, like the club manager or something, came up to her and said, you know, jazz singers aren't supposed to sing originals. You're only supposed to cover.
Oh, the standard, the songbook.
The standards, yeah. And she said, and I was so glad he said that to me because it basically made her mad. And it made her, you know, she said, okay, I'm going to do this. You basically dared me mm-hmm. to do this. And so she did. And I think it sounds like the spirit that you will hear from her when she's singing is that very fiery and passionate thing. So
and she'll
really
be in Star Theater.
She'll be in Star Theater. Two performances, 8 o'clock and 10 o'clock. On the 14th of October. And then the next big thing on the line is West Side Story,
mm-hmm.
starting on October 25th. That runs for a full week, so there are 8 performances of it. We do still have tickets left, but they are going fast. So if you want to go, I would recommend getting your tickets now. This is the highly, highly successful new version of West Side Story that was revived on Broadway a couple years ago and is touring to tremendous acclaim. Very excited to have this one here. So that's October.
Jody, thank you.
Thank you very much.